I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. President Trump returned to campaign mode on Monday, holding his first rally of the year in the shadow of the Mexican border. Speaking in El Paso, Texas, Mr. Trump used his appearance to make a case for a congressional spending deal that would fund a physical barrier along the southern border, as well as prevent another government shutdown before the deadline at week's end. The Journal's Peter Nicholas writes how the rally doubled as a chance for Trump to reconnect with his supporters, as well as take aim at the swelling field of 2020 Democratic candidates. He covers it all at WSJ.com. How bad is the China slowdown? U.S. companies can offer some answers. Fourth quarter results from companies show that slowing growth in China is modest but broad, and retailers catering to Chinese consumers may face signs of weakness among the country's growing middle class. U.S. and Chinese officials will meet this week for trade negotiations ahead of a March 1st deadline. President Trump in early December delayed plans to increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, giving the two sides time to strike a comprehensive trade deal. Who will replace Mario Draghi as president of the European Central Bank? That is the question. 8 months before Mr. Draghi's non-renewable term ends in October, at least five unofficial candidates appear to be in the running. European finance ministers are expected to formalize the decision on Tuesday. On the economic front, the U.S. Labor Department releases December job openings and its labor turnover survey on Tuesday. For more details, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.